I want to talk to us about dimensions of Exodus. The dimensions of Exodus. How God relocated one from one level to another. But I want you to know, when God is taking people to when God has come to lift up people, to change the destiny of people, He is committed to see the fulfillment of His purpose over a person. And I will say this before I give you the definition of Exodus, that there are principles, there are rules that drive someone to connect with God for him to go to the next level. Exodus is a movement. Exodus is a departure. I'll give you those definitions, all of them one by one. But I want you to understand that there are things that God requires. There are rules of the game. There are standards that God wants you to achieve so that you can experience an Exodus in your life. Amen. And one of those rules is passion. Somebody say passion. Passion is a driving force. Passion is the driving force that keep you going. What keep you going? That passion, that fire, that drive is what makes somebody to move to the next level. We don't move because the other side is good. We don't move because we are aware where we are going. We are moving because we have a drive. There is a force that is pushing us forward. There is something stirring up our heart that we can make it. There is something ahead of us. And we feel in our spirit that our better days are ahead. They are not behind. That drive, that fire, that move, that enthusiasm, that eagerness, that is what we call passion. Somebody say passion. If you are passionate about something, if you are excited about something, it is possible for you to be used by God to move from one point to another point. You move from here to there. The Bill Hybel principle, he say, moving people from here to there. You move from one point to another point. And somebody must move from where you are. You are not going to remain in the same place in the month of April. This is a month of Exodus. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor. You are going to move from here to there. If you are operating in 10,000, you will operate in 50,000. You will move from 10,000 to 50,000. If you are connecting, if your network, the network of people, you have 10 people you connect with, you are going to increase your network from 10 people to 30 people. You are moving from here to there. Somebody say from here to there. This is a month of Exodus. Hallelujah. The way you see things, you are going to see it differently. Because you are going to move from here to there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have told you one of the principles is? One of the principles is what? Somebody say passion. Ask your neighbor, do you have passion for life? Are you passionate about life? Passion is the driving force. What you love with the passion. There is something. There is what you love with passion. There is what you hate with passion. I am passionate to see the hand of God in my life. I am passionate to see the Lord anointing me into a great minister of the gospel. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you are together with somebody, say amen. I want you to know, can you look at Colossians 3:23. What does it say? Can we read together with you? 1, 2, 3. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to whatever you do. Even if you are selling sukumawiki, don't sell sukumawiki as if you are selling to men. Do it as this is what God wants me to do to glorify himself with what I am doing. God glorify himself with what you are doing. When you get into an office, it is not the people you see. It is the God you serve. It is your faithfulness to God that causes God to lift you up. Passion will help you to do whatever you do with all your heart. Amen. Do I have somebody in the house of the Lord doing business? Do we have businessmen here? Do we have professional people here? Whatever you do, do it heartily. Do you have another version? Whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul as something done for the Lord and not for men. That as you assist somebody, as you go to talk to somebody, whatever you do, you are doing it to God. So that whenever this person is helped, God is glorified through what you have done. May God be glorified through your life. Passion is a principle. Passion is a standard. Passion is a rule that will help you to experience an exodus in your life. Amen? You must do things from your heart. I love the first service members. Tell your neighbor, pastor loves you. Because coming very early, it is passion. One of the things I can see, you are passionate about God. You come very early. Ask your neighbor, what time did you wake up? What time did you wake up for you to be here? There must be something that is driving your heart. You are serious about God. And when you start becoming serious with God, God becomes serious with you. When God realizes that you honor him, even sometimes you feel so tired. You feel like, today I'm not going first service, I'm going second service. Something else tells you, no, you cannot go to second service. Go the first one. That other voice that tells you to come to the first service, it is the voice of passion. May God stir up your spirit. Hallelujah. There is even sometimes you can be, you know, many people, they feel like they're doing too much. I was talking to our worship team, telling them they can stay here for both services. And if you have a third one, they'll still say the third service. Because the same pastor will also be the same pastor. Is it so? That passion that tells you to stay in church until all services are over, it is God, it's the voice of passion. Somebody say passion. Amen. We cannot go far. When I texted in our WhatsApp group. I said, let the security people, the ushers, the worship team, the protocol team, come and support the DOF meeting. Because DOF meeting is one of our meeting as a church. When we have a DOF meeting, worship team is your meeting. Ushers is your meeting. But because they already want daughters of faith. That is why you did not see men, you did not see the youth. Those who are not in the worship team, they did not come. But if you are a pastor, you come. You saw Pastor Roba. Is it so? For the DOF, they came because it's our meeting. When God changes our perception, we are going to go places. Principle number one, passion. Principle number two, picture. Somebody say picture. Every person who wants to go to the next level, every person who wants a relocation, spiritual relocation, any person who wants to go to the other, God is taking him. You must see what other people are not seeing. There is something you are seeing, other people are not seeing. Amen? Because even when Moses was coming to take the children of Israel, I told them, I am taking you to a place flowing with milk and honey. They had not seen the milk. They had not seen the honey. But they had a picture of the milk and honey in their mind. And they had a promise they were looking forward. A picture. Every person that is going to experience exodus in his life, you are going to see a departure from where you are to a new location. I want you to know, you must have a picture in your mind. Develop a picture in your mind. Have a mental picture. See it in the picture. See it in the mind. It is that picture that you pursue. I pray I am helping somebody. A person that is going to experience transition must have a picture. That picture is also what we call it vision. You see, it is a vision. The picture you see is vision. And you can see that everything you see here, if you see this flower here, this offering basket here, it existed twice. First, it existed in the mind of a person. Second, it now came into practicality. Are we together with you? Anything you see with your eye, it exists twice. It started with a picture, it became a reality. Even this building, it was a picture. And people drew it. When they drew the papers, they told me, Pastor, the engineers and the people who are doing Kina Omkoko and the other engineer, Kina Momanyi and others, they came and they said, Pastor, what we want to build. I saw the picture. And then they made that picture to come to reality. That tells me when you have a picture of who you want to become, you can become that person. Amen? Ask your neighbor, do you have a picture of yourself, of the future? The picture of your... Do you see yourself in the future? Or you are just saying, you know, Pastor, things are so difficult. Even the course I take in college or in university, I have not gotten any job relating to my course. And I have just left everything to God. Whatever God wants to do with me, I have given myself for Him. I'm telling you, you are going to suffer. I can tell you for free you are going. You cannot leave it to God. God has already left it to you to see. Tell your neighbor, you cannot leave it to God. You can say, now, my marriage is not working. I don't know what to do. Pastor, I need prayers. You have to have a picture of your marriage. Amen? And start enforcing that picture. May God give you a picture. Even the business you are doing, even the money that you want to have, even the country you want to travel, even the people you want to meet, you must have a picture. You must have a picture in your mind. This is the me of 5 years from today. May God help somebody to see that picture. And then when you see that picture, you start the exodus to go to that picture, to become what you saw. Because immediately the architect, they draw, they do the drawing, they call engineers. Is that so? They call engineers, civil engineer, electrical engineer, all those engineers, they come. They start now measuring and saying, this is this and this is this, and they start lifting up pillars. Then within no time, you see a building starting because there was a picture before. May you become the picture God has ordained you to become. May you see that picture that God wants you to become. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What did I say? What did I say? Picture. Now, let me say the last one. I have several of them, but I want to say one so that I can get into Exodus. I can get very well. I want to speak to you. The third one is so important. Out of these three, if you are asked to have only one, you would choose the third one. Bwana asifiwe sana. Yeah, out of the passion and out of the picture, the third one is what you would choose. If you are to choose only one, choose this third one. The third one is people. Somebody say people. Somebody say people. Yeah. Anything you do, it is done by people. It is done for people. It is done with people. You need people. You need anything you do in this life, it is done for people. It is done by people. It is done with the people. You work it with people. You need people. The most important principle of any vision, of any assignment, is people. Thus, you have people. Even Moses, he was told, Even Moses' mission was to go and take the people of Israel. Not to take anything, people, the people of Israel, to take them from the land of bondage to the land of promise. And if there is something God is interested in, it's people. God is interested in people more than structures. Bwana sifiwe. Somebody say people. Bwana sifiwe. Yeah, because this is so important. And I want you to know, even those people who do business, people who are doing business, people who are learning organization. People are important. People are important. In every place, you need people, because people determine how far you can go. People determine how easily you can be accessed and you can be accepted. People determine the capacity of your vision. The people around you, they determine the extent you can spread. If you have powerful people, you extend further because you have powerful people. And my desire and my prayer is that the members of Deliverance Church Mikidani must be very powerful. Yesterday we had men breakfast. We were quite a number of men. The others, I don't know where, they did not come. But there was no condemnation. There was no good, powerful breakfast with men. And I told these men, I have done a research in Mombasa. I have talked to people who operate Uber, people who operate Bolt, people who operate Little Cab. I have done those people who operate the yellow cab. You know the yellow cab. I have also done those people who operate hotel transfer from airport to the hotel, and all these people. And I have asked them questions. I have not done research as if I am very serious. But I sometime board a cab so that I can ask 5 questions. And I go and I write them. I go to another one, I ask 5 questions. When I was asking one person, one man who carried me with a Bolt, I told him I will never use Bolt again. And I have removed that app from my phone. Nani katoa? I removed it. Because when he carried me, the little price from where he was taking me, it was supposed to be 300. But there, I was given, what is it called? Rate or discount. I was given a discount. And the money I was supposed to pay this person was 190 bob. So when he looked at me, akaniambia, wewe pastor. Nilimwambia mimi ni pastor. Na kipiga simu aliona. Wewe pastor, kweli kutoka hapa. Nikamwambia, unajua mimi sifanye kazi na Bolt. Sininyi mliweka hizo ni system. Na ni wao wamehesabu. Wakasema nina? Naita, akaniangalia. Nikaona, and I saw his painting. And on the other hand, I am right. I am not the one who determined the price. And I told him, I have not enjoyed the ride, because you are not happy. You feel as if I have stolen from you. And I feel also I have paid too little. Even me, I'm feeling I have paid too little. So, and then by the time I left, I see, why should I be emotionally affected by something that does concern me? Let me leave this thing. And I just removed and installed the app. So I went with Little Cab. They're excited because they charge exactly the cost or more. They are so happy. They say, even if you are going somewhere, you don't have to worry. You just call me. I will come and pick you wherever you are. Don't worry. I will come and I will charge you the way it will show us. I realize they are excited. So the client and the staff and the owner, they are happy. But now the other one, the staff is angry. He's always angry. And then he becomes angry. can cause accident. Yeah, he can cause accident. Is this all?
Are we together with you?
Because it is so important when you deal with people. And let me tell you, if you are going to succeed and get an exodus or a departure from what you are doing to where God is taking you, I want you to know there are four kind of people that you need to address. Four kind of people. The first one are employees. The second one are the customers. The third one are authorities. And the fourth one are suppliers of goods and services. Suppliers of goods and services. Four. You will work out with these four people every time. But I want to show you that the most important person in this four category is the staff. Amen? The most important is? The most important. All the rest, they are important, but not very. The client, because it is the staff that will make the client to come back. Or the client to go and never come back again. Is it so? Yeah, it is not the owner of the business. It is not the authority. Once you pay KRA, authorities are KRA, county government, you pay them. Yeah, pay insurance, do everything. Those are authorities, regulatory authorities. You pay your licenses, you do everything. Those are people that are involved in your life. So when you are in good books with the authority, you be good in good books with the authority. Then you are in good book with your suppliers, those who supply with you, those who service your car, those people that do your work. When you are in good book with them, and then the staff, the people you have employed, you have a high regard and high value for them. I tell you, your business will move from here. I'm waiting for you to say there. You are going to move from here. Ask your neighbor, how many staff do you have? How many employees do you have? Even if you have a house girl, it's a staff. Even if you have a gatekeeper, it's a staff. If there is somebody you are paying and he depend with the services he does, you are the one who pay him. That person is a staff to you. And how do you relate with that person? Because this is what the Bible says. Let me read this. And I'm finishing up with this so that this guy, they did not put my time in measure. Is my time over? Or they did not put. I can preach for whole 2 hours when I don't have time. But I'm not going to preach for 2 hours. Now I am measuring myself. I know. Don't worry. I'm not going to make. I know we have a second service. To the book of James, chapter 5, verses 4. What does it say? Yeah. What does the book of James say? James, chapter 5, verses 4. Let's read together, all of us. 1, 2, 3. Indeed, the wages of the laborer who mowed your field, which you kept back by fraud, cry out. And the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Amen. Umesoma hiyo. Hata kama umeokoka na umeketi hapa na kuna laborers haujalipa. There are staff you have not paid. There are people you have refused to pay their due. Their cries have reached the Lord. Sabaoth, I will check for you the little Hebrew meaning for Jehovah Sabaoth. That let's see. Yeah, heaven's army. The Lord of heaven army. Una deal na sio hata usiesa ama usipidi, una deal na the Lord of heavens, utakutwa. The work of the army is to fight. Or you think the work of the army is to come for a wedding party? No, they're not coming for a wedding party. Look at what the Bible says. How you treat your staff. How you treat your staff determine how far you can go. Say me amen. Ni nyinyi. Hamsemi amen. Bwana asifiwe. Ask your neighbor, have you paid your house help? Have you paid your gate man? Have you paid those people? Those people who depend on your mercy. They are lower than you. Those, they determine the exodus of your life. Your gift and your business capability, it is not the reason why God give you, bless you. What blesses you is how you deal with these people. This is James saying that, for listen, hear the cries of the field workers whom you have cheated of their pay. The wages you held back cry against you. The cries of those who harvest your field have reached the ear of the Lord of heaven's army. Amen. So the first thing you are going to do after you leave this service is pay those people that you have not paid. You have missed another place to say amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and ask your neighbor, have you paid the harvesters? Have you paid the reapers? Have you done that? Workers, people who are working for you. Yeah, they're very important. They're people that serves you. Yeah. The people who depend on you, that because you may hold the salary of a gate person, somebody who opened the gate here, that salary, it is helping an old grandmother in the village. That grandmother may miss to take medicine because of you. I'm talking to Ongereshe. So when you are denying a house help or a gatekeeper or a secretary the salary, you're not only denying that person. There are other people that God is concerned about them that are missing. And because of them, heaven will come for you. Tell your neighbor, heaven will come for you. The heaven army. Timoja, a battalion of army. Yeah. There are people who are very cunning. They are Christian, but they're very cunning. But you are not the one. You are not here. Thank God they did not come today. They sense I'm preaching this one. They missed the service. Look at your neighbor and say, they missed the service today. We will tell them when you go home. Amen? Can I tell you, if you don't pay people the right time and you are able to do it, it's just because you are arrogant and proud. And it's just because though you cannot be taken anywhere. I am telling you, there is a heaven army that will take you somewhere. Tell your neighbor, there is an army. It will come for you. That army will come for you. That army is there. There are people who are very arrogant. Sometimes I look at them and I say, guy, do they know what they are doing? Do they know what can happen to them? If it is a boss up there, you can fight with the boss, because the boss doesn't depend on your money, doesn't depend on your salary. He has his own. You are arguing in terms of other things. But those people who are lower, make sure they are happy. The only people that can make God punish you are those people who are lower. Those who are up, you can fight, and God will not even ask you. God will not ask you. God even will forgive you because you are of the same grade. But any time you deal with somebody lower than you, remember the heaven's army. Tell your neighbor, remember the heaven's army. The God lays an army in heaven for them, because he realizes here on earth they don't have anyone to support them and to side with them. So, how many things have I said? One. Number one. Number two. Number three. People. Take care of people. Relate well with people. No matter what, relate well with people. Don't ignore people. Don't take people for granted. Don't assume people are not there. Don't make yourself so busy that you have no minute for people. You need people. For you to become whatever you want to become, God will use people. The people you least expect God to use, God will use them. Value people at all costs. Everywhere you go, make sure people are number one in your list of priority. Amen? It is not about the protocol. It's not about the process. It's about the people. Touch somebody, tell your neighbor, people are important. Yeah. Don't judge people. Don't judge people easily. Yeah. Don't suspect people. Don't suspect people from a distance. Don't look at a person and then you say, this person look like a con man. Don't say, call somebody a con man before you have evidence. Oh, I don't like the way an akodo amaso. I don't like, no. I don't like, you know, all those things that you don't like. May God help you. Yeah. Because there are people who just hate, they don't, there is nothing, but you realize this, they don't accept you. May God help you. Amen. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, the way I am fear-free and wonder-free made. Don't suspect me. Don't think I am evil. I am a child of God. The blood of Jesus was shed on the cross on my account. I am here by God's mercy and grace. I am serving this God because he had mercy over my life. People are important. People are value people. If you are to value one, value people. I'll tell you something here and then we are done. Let me tell you one thing or so and then we are done. Yeah, I have a few minutes. I have a few minutes here to the glory of God. When we talk of Exodus, Exodus is going out. Is if you can say a going out. When somebody is going out, that is Exodus. Exodus, number two, is a departure. You depart from one point to another. You depart from one point to another. Exodus also means to leave. To leave. When you leave some place. When you leave a place, we say you have left. It is an exodus. And the word exodus is used mostly when there is a mass of people moving together from one point to another. When there is a big number of people, it is when you say there was a mass exodus. There was a mass? Yeah, there was a high number of people. But exodus means a departure. It means going out. It means leaving. It means relocation from one point to another. That is Exodus. An Exodus. And the example of Exodus, it is the departure of the children of Israelite from the land of bondage to the land of promise. When God assigned Moses to go to Egypt and to lead his people from that land of Egypt and take them to the land of promise, it was called an Exodus of the Israelite. And hence, the book of Exodus is named after the action of living. Are we together with you? Hallelujah. So, I want you to know something. And I want to say something here, as we say. Because the main focus of Exodus is to describe God's deliverance of Israel and how he made them a great nation. The main focus of Exodus, in the book of Exodus, it was just to explain God's deliverance. It was to describe God's deliverance of Israel and how he made them a great nation. So, and one of the reasons I am speaking to us that the month of April is our month of Exodus. It will be a month of relocating you from the place where you have been stagnated, from the level where you have been stuck, from the place where you have been blocked, so that you can go to another level. And the reason for Exodus is to depart you, is to let you go, is to release you, because God sent Moses and told him, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. I have come to let you know. I have come to speak to the gods of your father, to the powers of your village, to the ancestors, to the authorities of this land. I have come to tell them, my sister and my brother, they are leaving from their place of life. They are going to another level. That covenant. covenant that was made in the place of your birth, that nobody will be married in this family. I have come to declare an exodus. That place where they said, this is a family that will live in poverty, I have come to cause an exodus from a place of poverty to a place of prosperity. Exodus is a departure. We are departing from one level to another level. Where they said, nobody will graduate from university in this family, I have come to curse and to break that curse. There shall be an exodus in the mighty name of Jesus. Exodus is a departure. This is our month of departure. We are departing from lack and we are getting to a place of provision. After we are departing from lack to a place of abundance. There is a departure in the realm of the spirit that God is initiating in your life. You must get it in your spirit. There must be an exodus in your life. You have struggled with marriage for so long. That struggle is coming to an end. There is a departure from crying, from pain, and you are going to another level. In the month of Exodus, your papers shall be accepted. Whenever you present your certificate, those people who cast certificate, they cannot cast your certificate from today. Because we have departed from the ladder of curses to a ladder of blessing. We are living. We are going. We are moving out. We are headed higher. Hallelujah. That life you have been operating with the kiosk and the shop. You have even a book in the shop to write debt. Go and tell that shopkeeper to cancel that book. Because this month, you are departing from debt. You are departing from debt. Yeah. You know, there are people with a book in the shop. They go, they pick something, they write. They pick, then they will pay at the end of the month. Now it shall not be so. It shall not be so for you. You will now be going to supermarket. You go to supermarket, you pick what you want, you go home, and that shopkeeper, they will never see you there borrowing. You'll pass there greeting them and picking some milk. And when you buy milk, you give them 50 bob. Tell them you can take a soda. And then you leave. That shall be your testimony in Jesus' name. We are going to depart. There is a God who blesses men. There is a God who changes people's perception. There is a God who transforms life. That is the God I came to preach to you today. This morning, I have brought you the word from the Lord. It is your time for Exodus. Amen? Yeah. You are not going to operate in fear again. There are people who have lived in Mombasa in fear. They always wait to go back to the village. Every year, wakiona mwaka imeisha, wanashtuka imeisha. Then wanaanza kuogopa tena. Mwaka ingine ikiisha, wanashtuka. They have lived a life of fear. Anxiety. I have come to declare an exodus from the life of fear and anxiety. It is your time now to move to the next level of confidence, a life of settlement, a life of moving forward in the name of Jesus. No more anxiety in your life. Yeah, you can't be working for 10 years in anxiety and fear. You get ulcers. You get stomach ulcers. Is that so? You get heart attack because they are always scaring. You know, this company is being sold. You know, we are downsizing, we are right sizing. Whether they are downsizing or right sizing, they are not going to be fear again because you are making an exodus. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody listen to me and say amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready for Exodus? Are you ready to see God using you in a different way? Are you aware you can be in this Mombasa and become a voice that cannot be silenced? Are you aware that you have all what it takes to become a millionaire in this town? Are we together with you? May God open your eyes. May God open your mind. May God open your capacity. May you be expanded in the way you think. And you see how your life will change. So this is what I was telling this person. He's a pastor. and he's a pastor, and he was running the yellow cab. He was running the yellow cab in the airport, at the airport. And then I told him, now, it's not bad to run a yellow cab. But after we talk, and I talked to him, I told him, why don't you do this and this? And do you know, I have met him last week now, or this week. I met him this week on Tuesday. He has removed the yellow car, and he has branded his car in a different way. And he's getting a lot of rest and a lot of income. Doing the same business, but with a different mindset. Doing the same. And I was telling men yesterday here, it is important for every man here to have a driving license. And every young person, whether you will ever become a driver or not, have one. It is important for you to get PSVP. You can carry people and be given money. Is it so? You can carry people and you're given. Do you know, those are free money. You carry people from the airport. You cross them bridge to Nyari. You put them at Tamarind. They pay you 2,500. Some of people, yeah. Somebody else stay in the office from 8. And he leave that office 7:30. He's paid 500. You have only taken one person. Then you go to relax, to take coffee, counting people and seeing things, how life is going. There must be a change of your thought. Don't be imprisoned by what you are taught by one person. Open up your mind for exposure and extension. Pastor, is this like a business class or is it like a service? It is whatever you want to name it. But as much as you change, I have accomplished my mission in the house of God. Amen. Si mimi nimewaombea hapa. Mukaandika prayer point. Nikawapaka mafuta. Sasa lazima muhame. Siwapaki mafuta tena. Na maombi imetosha. Sasa imebakisha kuongereshwa. Eda shukua PSV. Eda tafuta shukua passport. Eda fanya hivi. Now we are in a level of action. E usitegeme maombi sana. Ukikuja tunashukuru Mungu. Na kama ni lazima tuombe, ujiombee wewe mwenyewe. Usilale, usiniambie, pastor, nataka unisaidie tukeshe, kuna kitu nagoja. Wewe utakesha peke yako, kesho ukuje tukunywe chai, mimi nikubariki. Kwa sababu si ni wewe unaenda. Sio mimi, si pastor Ngatia, mimi nimekesha kwa ajili yako tayari. Nimekuwa na kuru siku 5 nikiwaombea kwa majina. 5 days ina kuru. Nikatoka hapo nikaenda mpaka apostolic visit nikiwaombea. Na sasa hivi nimeongezewa makanisa na washirika na wachungaji kuombea. Naombea watu wengi sana. Alafu niambie pastor, tupange Thursday tufunge. Mimi sitafunga, mimi nitakula kutoka asubuhi. Asubuhi nitakula sausage, saa 7 nitakula mahindi ya kuchemshwa na kahawa. Alafu jioni nitatafuta kaugali na managu. Alafu usiku nikutumie ka text nikwambie good night, let's see you tomorrow. Because I have already prayed and fasted. Yeah. Mnataka pastor afunge na pastor Kamaja, afunge na pastor Roba, afunge na Charity, afunge na Frederick. Siku 8 pastor atakoda ataanguka hapa. Pastor atahubiri hapa anguke, mufikirie pastor ameshikwa na anointing. Na nikuisha anaisha. Did you see somebody who killed children in Kilifi? Wakafunga siku 40. Watoto si wamekufa? They've gone to heaven before their time. Because of ignorance. Alafu mimi niambie nifunge 40 days nikufe niache mke wangu na watoto. Mungu awasamehe. May God forgive you. Mimi niwaache mkitembea na wake zenu na watoto wenu mimi niende biguni? Hapana. Utafunga wewe wakati wako. Jina la Bwana libarikiwe sana. People have died. People have died in Kilifi. They fast. They were told to fast for 40 days. Do you know when we are fasting here, I always say, if you are sick, don't fast. Because if you are sick and you fast, you can die. You not go to hell. You go to heaven before your time. Tell anybody, if you die today, you go to heaven, but very early. Hata malaika wale wanakupokea wanasema, hatukugojei sahi.
Hatuja kukosea.
Kitanda yako haiko, hakuna kitu yako haiko, utaenda kutafutiwa mahali ya kukaa, ukitengenezewa rumu yako. We could help. You cannot die early.
Huh?
You cannot die early.
Live long to the glory of God.
And even if you are fasting, don't fast many days without instruction. Some of you, even you need to go to a doctor to see, to medically help you. Because what we're going to happen, sukari yako ikiteremuka, unaenda.
Ukikosa kukula saa saba, ile glucose, ile starch, ile unastahili kuwa nayo, ikwishe, unaenda.
Sema, alikuwa mtu mzuri, alikuwa hakukosa kwaya, akiinua mikono, lakini ameenda kiujinga. Ameenda with ignorance. Mtu akienda kiujinga ni ignorance.
Jina ya Kiswahili ni baya, ya Kiingereza ni nzuri, ni ignorance. Ameenda?
Ameenda tu kiujinga tu. Don't go like that. Apana, you're not going to go early. You are going to live wrong.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody say Exodus.
We are going to depart from where we are.
There is something God wants with our life. Amen.
It can only happen because in Exodus 1:5, there were only 70 people who went to Egypt.
Look at what happened.
70 people, they went to Egypt.
What does the Bible say?
All those who were descendants of Jacob were 70 persons, for Joseph was in Egypt already. There were 70 people.
How many? 70 people. Look at verses 9. What does verses 9 say? And he said to his people, look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than us. Verses 15. The king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwife, of whom the name of one was Shifra, and the name of the other was Pua. Verses 16. What does it say? And he said, when you do duties of midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on birth stool, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live. But go to Numbers 1, verses 46. Numbers 1, verses 46, as I finish. What does it say?
All who were numbered were 600,000 people who were 20 years and above. The scripture say those people who were 20 years and above, they had reached over 500,000. In total, they were allowed 3,000,000. They only counted those people who were 20 years and above. The 70 people who had gone, they had grown in numbers. They had become so powerful, but they had a place to go and worship to the glory of God. When God raises you in number, because the desire of God is to raise you in numbers.
May God raise you in numbers. Can I say 3 things and I am done for today? Amen? Number 1, when God speaks, expect divine assistance. When God speaks, expect a divine assistance.
Mungu akikuongelesha, gojea msaada wa kiungu kwa maisha yako.
If you are praying for something, if you are trusting God for something, and he speaks to you, expect a divine assistance. Heaven will come and push you forward. May heaven come and push you forward. And God has spoken to us in the month of April. It is our month of Exodus. May you receive divine assistance. May somebody listening to me receive divine assistance in whatever you are doing. Number 2, God's word over your life overrule the enemy's strategy. God's word over your life overrules the enemy's strategy. No matter which strategy the enemy has, when God speaks, the word of God overrules the enemy's strategy. The enemy has a strategy, But the strategy of the enemy is overruled by the word of God. So God has spoken to us in simplicity and in clarity that in the month of April is our month of Exodus. Even if you are stuck, even if things are difficult, even if you don't see as if it is possible, what God has said have overruled the power and the strategy and the schemes of the enemy. So your season for Exodus has come. Hallelujah. Because of God speaking to you today, no matter which scheme and strategy the enemy had, that scheme is canceled by the virtue of the voice of God. Hallelujah. So, it is so important for you to know that God is faithful. Amen? And finally, number three, when God speaks, you can count it done. Yeah, when God speaks, you can count it done. Or you can count it a deal. The way people say, it is a deal. If God has spoken, it is a deal. And it is over. It doesn't matter who is saying so. Once God have said, I have blessed this woman, I am going to open a door for this person, it is a deal. Amen? If you are together with you, say amen. May God help you to do an exodus in your life. May you never remain the same where you are from today. We have begun an exodus. Amen? By the end of this month, we are going to hear testimonies of people who have been relocated in the spiritual, in the financial, in your network. There is an exodus that is happening in Jesus' name. I release the grace for exodus in the spiritual realm. Whatever manner of exodus you expect, let it start from today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It shall come to pass. Would you lift up your heart as I pray together for you with you? Our Father and our God, I want to thank you for the entrance of your word. The Bible says that the entrance of your word bringeth light. I bless these men and I bless these women. I bless businesses and vision and even career that are represented here. As your servant in the realm of the spirit, I speak an exodus. I speak a departure. I speak a move from where they are to another position on a higher level in the name of Jesus. Whatever has been laced up as an obstacle, whatever is a scheme, whatever is an enemy strategy, by your voice of exodus, we overrule what the enemy has said. And by the anointing upon this altar, I uproot what the devil has said, and I speak the word of God that the month of April is our month of exodus. We are financially going to have an exodus. We are spiritually going to have an exodus. We are relationship wise having an exodus in all arena of our life. We are experiencing an exodus from today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So shall it be. Receive the blessings of God. May you operate in an exodus anointing.